Welcome back.
Double A Podcast.
Batteries for your social life. I'm Andy.
I'm Andrew.
And this is episode 123.
Yep.
Of season 5, it is episode Tony Abbott.
Where's this man from?
So a good Christian name.
Yeah, so he's
white.
I assumed he was.
Where do white people come from, Andrew?
I don't know. Tony Abbott, so he's probably English of some sort, of English descent.
Okay, good.
Is he?
We've done India. We've done Canada.
Is he another Commonwealth?
It's part of the Commonwealth.
Like Australian.
He is Australian. Yes, very good. So yeah, Tony Abbott. He's a part of leading the Liberal Party of Australia.
Is this the Liberal Party, but it's not really liberal, or is this just the Liberal Party?
He seems pretty. I mean, it's just. Here's the thing about Australia: not a lot going on. They're kind of an island of sorts.
They have some of the nastiest fucking wildlife out there. That shit that can sting you.
They're also sort of a fucking desert. Yeah, so
the outback.
Not a whole lot going on. I mean, he has 3 kids. He's been married to his wife since 1987. So, I mean, hey.
As long as I've been alive.
Congratulations to them. I don't think if I've learned anything from The Good Wife, is that it's hard being married to a politician. Is that that's what that show's about?
I guess, yeah.
Something like that.
Doesn't she, become a politician in her own right at some point?
Something. I'm sure she really overcomes a lot of adversity. He's also Catholic.
He's Catholic?
He is Catholic. Strong stance by him. I don't know. He's just doing Aborigines and the coral reef.
There's a lot of things he's got to protect.
Probably has some beef with New Zealand and.
What beef would he ever have with New Zealand?
I don't know. Some rugby bullshit.
Well, maybe.
He doesn't like the black shirts. Somebody does the haka. He's kangaroo.
Rolls his eye. How far in my head can I roll my eyes?
I'm sure there's a lot of very tense political. I mean, when you compare him with Hamid Karzai or Al Bashar Assad, or
didn't they send troops to the Middle East when
everyone
Australia
was going
wasn't in?
On that when it was popular?
Yeah, when everyone was
sure. Hey, that was fucked up what they did, man. The thing that they did with those things when the things weren't there anymore. I'm never gonna forget that. Well, that stuff happened. They're also a part of the idea that Canada and Australia could definitely fuck up, some bullshit country.
Yeah, I remember we did have that discussion.
Yeah.
Do they have an aircraft carrier?
They have two or something.
Okay.
I think they have 2 and Canada has 3.
Good. It's good.
And that's more the continent of Africa, I believe.
Probably.
So they can, like I said, if Africans just get their shit together, Madagascar can island-on-island crime. What if Madagascar, Australia, Japan, Iceland...
Greenland,
sure.
Sure.
Antarctica.
Just the island countries?
Yeah, New Zealand.
The Indonesia.
But no, of that bullshit. They... Doesn't count. Too many. Instead of letting them all in.
Well, what about the big
Hawaii's going to want to join.
What about the big one?
The Dominican Republic, Jamaica.
So they get in.
Well, it's easy to Cuba.
Okay. Why doesn't Indonesia get in? Indonesia's bigger than all of those countries.
The big chunk would get in.
Okay. But not all the other bullshit islands?
Yeah, fuck that.
So, are you going to let in all of the... St. Kitts and Nevis.
No.
Jamaica.
If it's a big, if I can see it on a map.
Alright.
That's your rule of thumb. I can see that. I don't have to zoom in for a closer look or go to the inset map on page 34.
Mm-hmm.
If I can see it, you're in. But no to the... Oh, I mean, Sri Lanka or Taiwan, whatever you want to call it. So Sri Lanka, good, because I can see it. Mm-hmm. Taiwan, questionable. Mm-hmm. Like, I know where it is. Like, I can look for it and I might see it. But if I'm just...
It's down by China.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you're looking for it, you can probably see it. But just glancing on a map, I don't know if you can see it. Sri Lanka,
that's a big... I'm looking on a map right now. I can see it.
Look, all right. I'm just saying it's more questionable than Sri Lanka, which is like a big chunk, that like big thing off of India. Yeah. Like, you're not missing that.
Yeah, but look...
That's what I'm saying.
Like, here. Look, come over and look at this map. See? Taiwan. You can see it on a map.
I feel like that might be the American Industrial Complex, like, what, blowing that up. That might be the Nixon administration tinkering with maps.
What?
I'm just, like, I mean, I don't think it's that big.
Like, what about all this island over here that's part of Indonesia? Just a big chunk over here, or, like, everything gets
in? Isn't that, like, New Guinea?
Is it New Guinea?
I don't know.
All those things.
Yeah, sure. They can get in.
In your island land?
Island continent.
Oh, so they have to pick up and move it and smash it into one?
Oh, could we do that?
It'd be really convenient.
That would just... I mean, cruises become a lot more attractive. A lot less area where, like, flooding happens.
Mm-hmm.
People are safer. Yeah. Stronger. More natural resources. Who loses in this? American test scores go way up. Because, like, you get to that one point on the geography quiz when it's like, you basically have, like...
Point out Papua New Guinea.
Like, well, you have, like, 12 different slots in that, like, Pacific Ocean bullshit. And it's like, I don't fucking know. Like, Africa's hard enough. I barely can figure out, like, Chad from Egypt. But, I mean, like, I managed through that. I got, like, a 75. But then you just fucking, like, tank that. You get, like, a 25, and then it fucks up. It doesn't matter if you know all 50 states. I'm saying, like, you took the time and learned the 13 provinces of Canada, but then fucking Pacific Rim is just fucking you over. And you're never going to go there, because it's a shithole. And they combined it into one... What? Oh, no, you want to go, like, there?
You have a lot of very strong feelings about this geography quiz that you failed in junior high.
I'm good at geography, all right? I like maps.
Apparently not that good.
Well, I'm not good at bullshit. You're right. Like, if you ask me to, like, dissect a piece of shit, like, I'm not going to be very good at it because it doesn't matter. Like, give me something.
I'm good at maps.
Give me something that's like has some meat on it, and I'll go to town on it. I think Tony Abbott knows what I'm talking about.
Does Tony Abbott really have a strong stance on anything?
I'm just saying he's smart enough to be the leader of a country that's an island that matters. You know?
Fair enough. But is he?
He's a big deal.
I thought you were saying the Outback sucks and like Australia sucks. Didn't you say earlier in this episode that he didn't have a lot going on because it's like, Australia? And
because he's got his ducks in a row.
Okay, so he's so efficient.
I mean, Hamid Karzai's got a lot of shit going on because Afghanistan's, you know,
fucking
in shambles. You know what I mean? Tony Abbott.
I was going to say shithole.
Tony Abbott can, like, you know, have a walkabout in the outback and enjoy it because, hey, like.
He knows he's not.
He's got it together.
Yeah, he knows he's got it.
Yeah. You know, he can fair roll enough his eyes at a haka dance. Fucking before a rugby match. Looking back on it, when you and I participated in beer pong on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
and we would do the haka dance before our games.
Yeah.
Great decision or greatest decision in our lives?
I think it worked out well.
You stand by it?
Yeah. I don't know about greatest decision in our lives, because we did start this podcast.
We decided to win one of those tournaments.
Win one of those beer pong tournaments?
Only team to make it to group stages every year. Just saying.
A few were of questionable, like...
I'm not here to get into referee controversies.
Judgment errors in our opinion. I'm not here to get ruled in our favor.
I'm not here to bring up old wounds, just to rest on my laurels. But how are you doing, Andrew? It's been a week. It's been a while.
Doing good. Recovering from a tough Texas loss. Or not Texas loss, Texans loss. Texas actually won, surprisingly enough.
You know, look, no one said it was going to be easy. I didn't expect them to go undefeated. And hey, like, it's the NFL. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The one sort of silver lining I take from it is that, as if there was any other doubters, I think all the doubters were just left in the San Francisco, Oakland, Bay Area. Mm-hmm. But J.J. Watt's clearly better than Alden Smith.
Yeah. Slam dunk.
I think last year proved that J.J. Watt was a better defensive player than Alden Smith.
This year he's a better drinker.
Hard not to.
Hasn't gotten caught.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't think J.J. Watt would be caught. Well, I think if he was pulled
he's
over...
He's from Wisconsin, so he's certainly a drinker.
Absolutely.
Like, he's slamming some beers.
But here's the thing. Alden Smith, you know, smokes a little pot. Fucking, hey, also, doesn't have the dignity to get a medical marijuana license.
Probably couldn't get one.
You don't think, like... I'm an NFL player. I suffer from back pain.
Well, I'm not saying that they wouldn't give him one. I'm probably, like, he probably can't have one being an NFL player. Didn't the NFL come on down on the other side of that?
Well, I thought they were saying that if you test positive for it, then you'll still be suspended.
Well,
I don't think they can, unless it's, like, in his contract that he can't.
You don't think they'd write that in a contract?
It just seems like it's worth it to get rid of the police charge of possession of marijuana.
Yes.
Like, that looks worse on your record than dealing with some NFL Players Association bullshit. Than Roger Goodell coming in like judge, jury, and executioner on you.
Yes. That's true.
Get rid of one of the charges, at least. You're in a fucking state that has it. Like, unless you're going to go to the Broncos or the Seahawks.
I'm willing to bet that there was some, like, something that blocked him from doing that, unless he's just so incredibly stupid that
stupid and irresponsible that he'd do something like drunk drive. I know I can afford a taxi or a personal driver, or
well, I'm sure the 49ers have them on staff.
So
you don't think the 49ers would call some fucking intern at like 4 a.m. Go get Alden Smith. He's at a bar.
Is this Mr. Harbaugh? Like, fuck you at it. You get your ass up.
Get your ass up and go get Alden Smith. Like, what? It's 4 a.m. Like, don't come to work tomorrow if you don't bring him in.
To be fair, when he was pulled over, it was 7 a.m.
Okay. So he was a little late.
Technically, the intern should have already been up getting the coffee and donuts for the coaches meeting that morning. So really, like, on your way, you need to pick up Alden and bring him to the facility. But here's the thing. Alden Smith rolls out, gets, like, 2 apple martinis or whatever, like, frou-frou San Francisco bar, and is fucking totally smashed and can't even, like, get home.
Oh, you know? Yeah. JJ would slam 12 beers and then probably
drive. He's fucking, like, shotgunning beers and then, like, taking keys away from other guys so that he can safely drive them home. Like, firemen carrying them into the car, like, dumping, like, 3 or 4 guys into his, like, pickup truck. Because he has one now, because he's in Houston.
He has a pickup truck?
Come on.
Oh, I thought, like, maybe, like, a Tahoe.
I mean, I'm sure he has several cars. I believe a truck of some kind is one of them. Yeah, he's got, like, the double wheel, maybe.
Oh, if we could only hope.
I mean, unless he just has, like, a Ford F-150. I'm a simple man.
I'm just an easygoing guy.
God made J.J. Watt. But then, yeah, that's the one sort of thing from the NFL weekend that sort of lifted me up. Otherwise, I just fucking hate the Ravens. I just can't do it. Can't fucking do it.
How was your trip to Berkeley? Burketown.
Good. Berkeley is... For those who don't remember or are still catching up or listen to these backwards for some reason, I attended the Ohio State Cal game with my father. Go Bucks. And Ohio State won. Not only did they win, they covered.
I guess That was like 2 weeks ago now, wasn't it?
We didn't get
to record because you were at that.
Right.
And they like rolled another opponent between that time period.
Right. I guess it was like 8 days ago. It was like 9 days ago, something like that. But yeah, they look good, played well. Berkeley is exactly what you would think it was. It's a lot of hot yoga, a lot of dreadlocks on white guys, a lot of herbal stores next to like a shop where they only sell saris for like Indian women.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sort of like colorful bums with signs that like are like testing human kindness.
Gotta give it a shot, I guess.
You know, and it's like it's a college town. Being in it makes me regret not actually living in a college town. Most of all, because it just seems like it's a nonstop fuckfest. That you're just like, you know, you're walking around. You're young. You're 20 years old.
And you're having sex all the time?
Yeah, it's what it seems like.
Oh, okay.
It seems like...
I didn't want... It's not the other fuckfest where it's just like, this is a nightmare.
Oh, no. As someone who is not in it, then yes, it becomes like, oh, this seems really, like, weird. Basically, Berkeley is a perfect college town, so, similar to Austin, in that it's like a starter city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a full-on city. It's not a big metropolitan area, but it's a city more so than, like, the suburbs or, like, your high school or whatever. It's like, you know, hey, you're becoming an adult, and we can trust you with a few more responsibilities. Here's, like, 4 different bars that you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a nice restaurant. The one nice restaurant. Here are several other restaurants that are sort of mid-level. And, like, then it's up to you to sort of navigate that, you know? Here's where the McDonald's is. Like, yeah. There are several streets you may need to understand directions at some point. Like, and oh, a lot of public transportation as well.
The stadium is up there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, it's like just a starter kind of baby steps, but you're clearly beyond where you were in high school. It's not just owning a car. Now you have to know what to do with that car. Or in Berkeley, knowing all the routes of the different like public transportation. Also, not a big fan of. Need exact change for all that shit.
What, public transportation?
Yeah, it's like $2.50.
It's expensive.
I mean, it's nice. This is just like goes everywhere basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty easy to like, get around. But it's like if you don't have quarters or like if you're not with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You're like out 50 cents. And then some of them are like weird. It's like 235. So you're absolutely getting fucked out of money.
You can go over, but you can't go under.
You can't, like, I have 225. Like, sorry, you need a dime, sir. Like, all right, I have $3. Like, sure. Like, well, where's my like 65 cents? Like, fuck you. You're on the bus, aren't you?
All right.
All right.
Do you have a little change dispenser?
Nope.
Thanks.
Other than that, I mean, Berkeley is what it is. It's nice, though. It's on the water.
Was it pretty? Is it beautiful? Don't they have, like, a cannon they shoot off if they score?
Yeah, there is some bullshit. They also... Berkeley is a Cal has a lot of nice kind of, like, iconography. They have, like, two, like, Harlequin, like, cheerleaders. Or, like, they're dudes... But, like, they're basically wearing, like, suits, but then have, like, that diamond sort of argyle, like, blue and yellow pattern
mm-hmm.
for, like, their jacket, like, a top hat and, like, pants.
They're cheerleaders?
They're not, like, cheerleaders. Because they have, like, traditional, like, cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, like, guys who, like, run around and, like...
Hype men,
yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
Yell leaders.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, not...
cultist.
I was gonna say Hitler Youth, but yeah.
Okay. That's kind of fun.
Not a part of the Aryan race. Is what I meant, not Hitler Youth.
It's kind of fun. Don't they do like that thing when they play Stanford where they like stare at each other? Like there's like student groups that stare at each other while they like the axe is on the ground or whatever.
I have no idea. They were like, they were playing Ohio State, not Stanford at the time.
I'm a fan enough of college football. They win an axe. If you win, the winner of the big game, the Stanford-Cal game, gets an axe. And I think like student groups stare at each other throughout the entire course of the game. And whoever wins gets to claim the axe. Like the
fraternity gets like
the axe is in like in between the two groups, and they don't watch the game. They don't do anything else but stare at the axe, like stare at each other or the axe. I think.
I mean, I think that's kind of a fun tradition. I think there's also, it was pretty awesome. There's a lot of Ohio State fans. Cal, as you might imagine,
Ohio State travels.
Ohio State does travel very much so, to the point where it's probably like at least 30%, maybe is like 50% of that stadium is Ohio State people. It's great. But, you know, of course you have like big sort of like chunks of like red. But then you'll have just sort of like, you know, one guy or like there's like three guys in like a student section or something. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like they'd do this thing where like everyone would start like pointing at a guy and then chanting like, "Take that bear shit off. Take that bear shit off. Take that bear shit." So then, like, you know, it starts with, like, a couple people kind of harassing this, like, away fan to, like, literally an entire section, like, all, like, turning around and, like, pointing until they, like, take off the hat. Which, I was emotionally and mentally prepared to just, like, double guns like middle finger to everybody and then continue to wear what I was wearing and then like point at the scoreboard, but it never came to that. But still, if I was a home fan, I would love that tradition, just personally. But all in all, good weekend. I mean, a lot of father-son time.
Yeah,
it's great to see Pops.
It's good.
You know, got some good takes, some hot takes on, you know, Syria and the like. You know, and actually, politically speaking, wasn't too bad.
Wasn't too volatile.
No, I mean, well, you know,
your dad listens to reason sometimes.
I mean, well, here's the thing. He is willing to...
I think your dad listens to reason at all times. He's just prone to conspiracy theories.
There's some of that. I think. What were you
that
like saying?
Paranoia behind that kind of?
Well, there's an unhappiness with the world because he feels very passionately about how the world should be, and then not everyone agrees with him. You know, and reasonable people can certainly disagree. And then there are some people who are, like, hard right and, like, totally disagree. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those people combine to, like, have a different outcome than he would want. And then it's hard to reconcile that because of the passionate belief in, like, it should be this way.
That makes sense.
In line with that. So, okay, well, there's a lot of hot button political issues going on, you know? Mm-hmm. Abortion, the number one divisive... most yes no you gotta have a take kind of thing.
What's your take? I don't like that take. it's not a very good take.
I just feel like it's you're never happy about it, right? No one's happy about getting an abortion.
How could you?
Like, I feel like relief seems reasonable, but no one's excited.
Well, yeah, I think relief is reasonable. I think, maybe a fair amount of guilt.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone's like,
woo!
Yeah, high fiving afterwards.
Unless you're the husband or the father, I guess, not the husband.
You're not actually going through the procedure.
I might high five you, like a very solemn. We did it.
It'd be weird.
Feels right.
Like relief, I understand, but
yeah. Okay, so but I mean, obviously, you have, like I said, that hot button issue. You have like stuff with the Navy Yard,
gun control stuff.
Gun control stuff, another hot button issue. Mm-hmm. If you could solve one of those, if you could take the entrenched groups and say, hey, look, fuckheads, we're not arguing over this anymore. This is the, you know, this is the shit that's going to be from now on. It's a compromise. Everybody's sort of unhappy, but it's, you know, this is what it is.
Oh.
And then abortion. And then it just turns into like seatbelts, where people are like, oh, well, I mean, yeah.
Abortion. Totally.
Just to like have it be done with.
Yeah. It's been around for
like 40 years.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, gun control has been around for like 240 years.
I mean, yeah, but gun control, like, they dust it off every time there's a shooting, and I guess there's been a lot this year, so that's,
I mean, dusting this is, it off this a lot. The Navy Yard, I guess the Newtown was like last year. There was like another, was there another one? There's another like big one.
There's always shootings.
Right, I mean, there's a lot of like shootings, but as far as like publicized, like, oh, it's fucked up.
Like mass shootings in mass, like, yeah.
Well, like the FBI calls a mass shooting like 4 people, but I mean, like, wasn't there another one where it's like, oh god, like there's Newtown, and then
no,
I feel like there was, or maybe am I just thinking
not within the last year?
Am I just thinking like, of Trayvon Martin?
Well, there's Trayvon Martin, yeah.
Because that was a mass shooting, that was just fucked up.
It was just a guy shooting another guy
in cold blood. So you think you just, because gun control seems like it's just never going to go anywhere. Like the NRA is going to be like, whoa.
Well, I think there's like things you can fix about it, but I don't think you can ever really get rid of guns.
Well, I'm not saying get rid of guns. I'm just saying like have more like, what's the task force who's like guns, drugs, and
ATF?
Yeah, just like have more than like 3,500 ATF workers for the entire country.
All they have?
They like it hasn't increased since like 1975. Hmm. Which is like insane. But it's something that, like the NRA like works for because it's like, no, they're fine. Or like do you feel like if there's a gun registry, speaking of paranoia and conspiracy theories, does that freak you out?
That it would have a
But there's like a gun, like if you have a gun, then you're on a list.
I mean, they're already on our they're already registered.
Right, but like the, I guess the guns are then on a list. And there's like a master list. So then like, okay, you're on the list.
But they already are.
There isn't like a master list that can be referenced.
There's no master list?
No, there's like, maybe there's like statewide ones. But there's no, like, the FBI does not have one.
Oh. I just assumed they had one.
They do not, because then people are like, if they have a list, well, after, then we want to rebel.
In the wake of Snowden, I mean, just give them the fucking list.
So you assume that they actually do have it, they just don't.
Are you telling me, like, a gun, they can't find who a gun's owner is?
Yeah.
Just like it, I mean, it's just
because people are afraid
they find a like, gun
whenever
like,
they mean, take all the guns away from everyone.
I don't think that they can't find it anyway. Might as well just have the fucking list.
If you find a gun, like all right, is this gun on the list? Like, why isn't this gun on the list? Like, hey, fuckhead, now you're going to jail.
Oh yeah, that's fine. Like, if you should be you, if you're gonna own, you should register, and it should all be available. Like, they have to know. I mean, my thing is, if you really want a gun, you're going to get a gun. Like,
sure.
There's, like, always a way to get a gun.
Yeah, but it should be hard.
Yeah, it should be, you know, a process where you have to really make sure that you want a gun.
Or, like,
I think guns are, I mean, maybe another thing is make guns more cost prohibitive. I mean, they're expensive, but they're not, like.
Could you do the Chris Rock bullet control?
Bullets are already really expensive.
No, well, like, he just has a bit about, like, $5,000 bullets, and, like,
uh-oh.
I hope I can't get a bullet on layaway, because I'm gonna fucking, no more innocent bystanders, because, like, if bullets are $5,000, nobody's gonna get shot unless they're gonna get it. It's a good take by Chris Rock.
That's true.
But it doesn't freak you out like government's going to round everybody up and like stop the revolution and like we won't be able to rebel?
Look, Andy, I'm pro gun control. I don't.
Government's going to tread on us. If we take away, if we get a list, if the FBI has a list, that's the beginning of them treading on us, Andrew. And I don't want the government to tread on me.
Let me roll my eyes even more in my head with that argument. You know, like, and like the victim, like the NRA, like there would be no victims if they had guns or if something. Everyone like
the like, only victim. What the
fuck are you talking about?
Do you, okay, so criminal, once you're a criminal, you can't get a gun, right? That's what's up? Or is it like a felony? Or is it anything? If you go to jail?
I don't know. It probably varies state to state. I mean, there needs to be probably a federal mandated gun law. I mean, there's like what the assault weapons ban. That's all I really know about. That's a federally mandated one, right?
Yeah. But you can't.
Like, I mean, there's probably no reason why you should be hunting with, you know, a fucking AR-15.
Anything more than a bow and arrow?
No, I mean, and you can hunt with a deer rifle, but it's just like that's. You know,
I think it has to be one bullet at a time. It has to be like Lee Harvey Oswald style.
Bolt action.
Yeah. It has to be a little old timey. Otherwise, man up and use a bow and arrow.
For hunting? If you're going to be a hunter?
Yeah, if you want to hunt, fucking hunt.
I thought you were talking about all weapons need to be like.
Oh, no. I mean, obviously, our armed forces need to be fucking killing machines. I want them to have like two straps like on each like forearm.
I want them to have that like RoboCop gun from RoboCop 3 where they just like they lop an arm off and then put a gun on there.
Yeah, I
like that one.
Fucking killing machines.
For hunters, yeah, I mean like it's like okay, you can have a shotgun or you can have like a deer rifle. You don't need a fucking assault rifle.
I don't think you need a shotgun. What are you like taking if you're bear hunting? Shotgun seems fine.
Well, there's like buckshot. It's a way to take down deers.
I think the more dangerous animal.
Buckshot's for like bird shot.
Yeah.
It's like, it's hard to hit a bird when it's flying in the air.
Oh, I'm sorry, hunting's hard. Oh, your hobby's hard. Pick a new fucking hobby if it's too hard. You know what else is hard? Look, golf. Golf's fucking hard.
I understand that, but that does like kind of like spit in the face of like, oh, well, I mean, it is hard to hit that bird that's flying in the air. Let's make a tool where we can do that easier.
Right, but it's not like, oh, people are so actually you're hunting just get rid of
shotguns?
If you
so
can
why can't
use...
they use a shotgun?
Okay, how about this? It's legislated how dangerous the animal you're hunting is the more powerful a gun you can use. So if you're hunting lions, AR, whatever, you got it. Go for it. If you're hunting, like, koala bears, like, you
can't hunt a koala bear.
Well, if you are, let's say Tony Abbott comes down. You have, like, a slingshot.
And most
like a
dangerous rock. Game.
Like a slingshot and a rock. You know what I mean? So it's a sliding scale. But if you're hunting for your sustenance, whatever you want. So if you're gonna like Native American style, like eat whatever the fuck you just killed, then like sure, use all the tools you require because that's what you're eating.
Yeah, but then like everyone would just do that. They would say they're eating it all.
I mean, then they'd have to then. When there's a giant government expansion of someone observing
you.
You
have to bring the meat.
No, I mean, obviously there's no way to do that. But I mean, I just feel, you know what I mean? Like, it was challenging. Like, I don't think there's a challenge to, like, having, like, an incredibly powerful rifle and a scope. And, like, it seems like.
I mean, there's a challenge in.
Like, patience.
Patience, tracking the actual shot itself.
Right, but I mean, there's only so many, like, sort of add-ons that you can use before it's like, well, you're sort of there.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, in the deer stand mentality of hunting, yeah, but...
Like, you throw out the feed, you spray the pheromones, and you sit, and you fucking shoot it, like... It seems like a expensive sort of thing, but not something that necessarily, like, I couldn't do... Given, like, I had $1,500 to, like, blow.
Yeah, so you're saying, hunting needs to be more cost prohibitive?
I'm just saying, is not a, it's not super impressive.
No.
Like, hey.
I don't think anyone's really...
Oh, like, oh, you paid a taxidermy to, like, put that on your wall, too? Like, what did you do other than pull the trigger? Well, I put it in my truck, dragged it there. Like,
I mean, just because you don't, like, I mean, it's...
You know what I mean?
I mean, you're, like, don't really like the culture, so you're not going to be receptive of it.
But, well, I mean, somebody's like, I killed this deer with a bow and arrow, and then fucking made it bleed out. Like, that's fucking gruesome, but, like, that's also, like, really hard and takes, like, a lot of skill.
Yeah, I understand, but, like, I mean, do I think there's a lot of sport and challenge and, like, in, like, deer stand hunting and stuff like that? No, I don't. But, I mean, right. If you're in that world, you probably think there's a fair amount.
I guess there's probably a lot of nuance and bullshit that I don't appreciate.
I mean, I've never been hunting, and I don't really care to go, so it's, like, whatever.
I'll do it once.
Have you even fired a gun?
No. Fired like a BB gun, I think is the. Or like a pop gun. There's like smoke came out of it. Does that count? Nerf?
Nerf.
Water gun.
Nerf probably counts.
I had a double barrel. It's not like the SPF, not the SPF, the Super Soaker like 45. This is like a 250. It's like two barrels of super soaking action.
This is the bear hunting super soaker.
Yeah, this is not fucking around. I also remember when it broke, my fucking neighbor had, so you know the pump, mm-hmm. like it goes in and out, whatever. Pump was fully extended, and in a fit of rage, because he's a little bitch, my next door neighbor at the time threw it, and then it landed on the pump and it broke. Fucking useless.
Sorry.
Hey, I'm not over it.
Not to this day.
No.
Maybe you should go buy a gun to make yourself feel better.
That's the only way.
Just wait like a couple weeks.
Fine. I have no... I mean, I have a lot of emotional issues, but I have no mental health issues. I mean, no more than any other American, right?
I'm sure you can get a gun.
Absolutely, I can get a gun. I mean, I'll get a gun right now, Andrew.
All right, let's go get guns.
Let's get a bunch of guns.
Just one is fine. It's too expensive.
No, well, I'm not saying
like a handgun's like $600.
Oh, it's only $600, and we start like murdering people.
Well, the ammunition's got a
gun. Like $680.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's probably
special bullets. I want those bullets that like really fuck people over.
It's probably not $80 for ammunition. It's, I don't know
what it is. I want the bullets that, like, once they explode inside, they, like, you know what I mean? I want, like, exit wounds that, like, really fuck people up.
I have no idea.
Animals up. I mean animals. Deer.
I don't have any idea what bullet does.
Coyotes up.
Okay.
Not people. People, but, you know. Not
when
people.
You keep saying that?
Well, because I'm assuming when I say not people, then people will stop listening.
So, are you saying if you go and buy a gun, you're going to go on a murder rampage?
Well, yeah. It's either, like, I either buy a gun and do that, or I buy Grand Theft Auto 5, and my girlfriend won't let me buy Grand Theft Auto 5 because I'm going to waste too much time playing it. So.
What if we go halvesies on it? And it's not quite like that.
No, I mean, the time is still wasted.
No, it's a writing tool.
For what? For not writing. It's a part of the writer's tradition of not writing.
Of fucking wasting time.
Of it being hard and not wanting to do it because it's the worst. It's a part of that long tradition. Do you remember Hemingway playing Grand Theft Auto?
Quick side note, the ATF has 5,101
slightly more
employees, so who knows how many of those are actual agents.
It does not seem like enough, right?
Probably not.
Like, for 300 million people, let's say 200 million prospective gun owners, right? Like, that's not... This is not... There's got to be at least... Like, I mean, I know I'm all about big government, but like, 10,000?
Well, I mean, it's the NRA keeping them down, man.
For real, that's a part of it.
Well, I believe it is. I mean,
but I mean, like, that's
NRA is like what, one of the strongest lobbying groups in the United States?
Certainly the most organized.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, they're like, they are on message all the time. Like, what's the biggest NRA scandal? Like, the only NRA scandal is when, like, somebody fucks up and, like, kills a bunch of people. And that's like, well, that's not them.
Like, that's not the gun.
That's not a gun. Like, the guns don't kill people. People kill people. Like, that's brilliant.
There would be no victims if there were.
Guns.
Ugh. I just don't like the idea that... the at least the victim talk, I don't like the idea because it's suddenly...
their fault?
Yeah.
Well, he's wearing a hoodie.
Well, it's just like... it's taking... yeah, you get what I'm saying. It's just...
it's very weird.
It's like a very strange argument.
If he just owned a gun...
like...
if everyone has a concealed carry weapon...
wait. What? I think there should be definitely stricter requirements about doing that.
Because it's like carrying something around. You know, like the Wild West?
Well, I mean, I know it's like more restrictive in like states like New York and California, but in Texas, it's, you have to, I'm going to do air quotes here, qualify,
mm-hmm.
which is like you shoot a target in front of like an instructor.
Miss the last two.
And then like you... take like a 45-minute class or something.
Like it's like getting your motorcycle license.
Like $75 or something. I was like, there should probably be some more strict requirements upon this.
I mean, how many times do you think it's like pop, 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 like all hitting mass and then just like pop, pop, just like
miss less
off the board?
Probably a fair amount. I mean, like even cops aren't cracked shots.
No, well, I mean, just like with, you can see the intent.
Oh.
Of like, I don't want to be, you know, I don't have the responsibility of not killing people. I don't want to be able to fucking murder people. Over the course of season 5, we've been having a little segment looking at sitcoms. Usually they've been sort of, as the series developed, as it's gotten into its groove, we've broken away from that tradition today.
Well, it's the fall premieres. I mean, like, we got to jump on one of them, right?
It's, absolutely. I mean, we did Last Man Standing, it's recent, but this is hot off. These are fresh cookies here. Mm-hmm. With Welcome to the Family. We watched the pilot. It's going to be on ABC.
Sounds right. Sounds right.
This sounds like some ABC bullshit.
Yeah.
No. Excuse me. It's NBC. It's part of the new family. It's on the Thursday lineup.
Oh, shit. It, like, with
Parks and Rec, Michael J. Fox.
The like, bookends.
Sean Saves the World.
Ugh, that one looks... what is it? So he's like a single dad?
I don't fucking know. It's on NBC.
Okay. So who fucking...
we're a community. Shut up.
Community gone or is Community...
six seasons in a movie.
Is that what they're gonna do?
That's like their rallying cry. That would be like a hash. If you search for that hashtag, you'd probably see
six seasons in a movie.
Yeah, it's a thing.
What struck me about this?
Welcome
to the Family.
WTTF. Is that clever?
Yeah, it's a good title, I guess.
So WTF.
I don't know. It's weird because it's like a fine title, but it seems like a title that's already been a sitcom at some point.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like that one show about that one thing. Like, you know, there's like, it leads to like kind of confusion.
Sure.
My interest in it at first was
the hot daughter.
No,
the smoking hot mom.
Mike O'Malley.
Mike O'Malley. You know, no ifs, ands, or buts. These kids got guts.
No, my first take was the in-law dynamic of it.
Okay.
So, I mean, since it is a new premiere, let's kind of set it up a little bit.
Sure.
Say.
There's two
families.
One of them is white and middle class.
I would think upper middle class. The dude is a doctor.
He's like a
dentist.
Orthodontist, I think.
I'm sure he's doing okay.
Sure. But white and upper middle class.
Suburban people.
A mom, a dad, and a child. And a daughter. graduating high school.
And then she seems to be like a complete kind of fuck up.
A wild child?
Yeah. Just not really concerned with school, learning.
Concerned enough to graduate, though. And get into Arizona State. So, I mean...
Props to her.
Going to college. Going to a big state school. Yeah. I think it'd be better if she was, you know, just going to, like, so-and-so...
Chico State.
Community college. I think it'd be a little bit more realistic.
Fair enough. The other family is...
Hispanic?
Hispanic. Working class. Owns a boxing gym. The dad does.
Working... I mean, I think you own your own business. I probably...
Yeah, but would you describe them as... suburban like the other like
I don't know if they're quite as affluent, but like I said, I just feel like if you own your own business, you're probably doing okay.
Yeah,
at some point you had to get like a big loan from a bank.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that he's like, you know,
and they're not driving Ferraris or
anything. Like riding on Easy Street. I would say he's like working hard every day.
Yeah, well, but he's also following his dream, man. And his kid's going to Stanford. They have an overachieving,
intelligent boy who's like...
valedictorian.
Well, he gets her pregnant.
Guess what?
And now they're going to get married. And it's the families meshing together.
Right. Welcome to the family.
Here, let's go back to working class life.
Sure.
More working class compared to the other family.
Absolutely. White. There's a divide between... If they're upper middle class, they are at least, you know, middle class, lower middle class.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like everybody
white has... white collar, blue collar kind of thing.
Everybody has DirecTV, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're all... Nobody's like...
Oh, yeah, I mean, they're driving, like, probably, like, 2010...
Everybody has a family plan of cell phones.
Yeah, they probably own their own
home. I think they all have Galaxy S's, I think, is the cell phone they chose to use.
Probably all own their own home and all that stuff.
Yeah, or they're paying the mortgage, whatever it is. One thing I liked about the conceit of it... Excuse me. One thing that sort of bothered me about the conceit of it is that there's, like, zero... as we were talking about before, consideration to abortion and then like them getting married. It's just like that's sort of just happening. That's all like done in the first episode.
Yeah.
I guess like the wedding plan of the wedding will be an ongoing storyline, but it just seems like that's...
Well, it seems like that, you know, the families meshing together is the storyline.
Yeah. And one sort of clever thing, so as it unfolds, like they're graduating, they're doing this stuff, and Mike O'Malley is going to get back into shape. He goes to the gym. He has an altercation with the gym owner. Lo and behold.
Oh, no. Gym,
I did not... Just because I guess I don't think... The first time I watch something, I'm not... I just take it at face value.
Yeah.
And then later, if I watch it again, I'll sort of deconstruct it more. Mm-hmm. But in the first viewing, I was just like, this is like a second storyline. Okay. I see what they're doing here.
Yeah. But it was the primary storyline.
Yeah, but it was actually just something that like comes back and then...
It was a way to introduce the other dad.
Yeah, and that's clever. And I guess the most important question, was it funny?
It had its moments.
It seems... Mike O'Malley is funny.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he and the wife are good. And there's, like, some good material there. Mm-hmm. They sort of like come on, they approach head on the like dumpy dad hot wife dynamic, mm-hmm. with him like actively being like, I need to get back into shape, yeah. and like talking about their like renaissance, which is funny and appropriate. Then the daughter seems like there'll be, I don't know, like slapstick comedy from her.
Well, she's, like, forgetful or something. Like, she, like, she's loses shit. She's
dumb.
Yeah.
She's a... I don't know. That seems sort of vague at this point.
Yeah, she... Her comedic voice hasn't been established yet. The boy, type A, you know, uptight, yeah. Kind of like, I gotta do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Straight guy.
I like the, like, somebody needs to hear my speech.
Yeah, that was like, pretty funny.
It's all right. And then... I mean, the two... Actually, all the women characters seem
underdeveloped,
problematic in that like they're sort of amorphous, and that's a part of like being a pilot, and that's a part of why we
especially
like
the Latin mom. I thought yeah. was like extreme.
She maybe had like two or three lines of dialogue. Yeah. And that's a part of why, like, we wanted to watch sort of later in the series where, like, things have been fleshed out a little bit more and, like, kind of fully realized. Mm-hmm. That's, like, a problem with pilots because it's, like, the younger brother to the Valedictorian, like, is basically just, like, documenting all of this. Just, mm-hmm. like, in the background, but, like, says nothing.
Yeah.
So, like, is he going to be a thing? Is he not? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. The Latin dad seems, like, you know, fine.
Fiery.
Yeah. Like, has a good give and take with Mike O'Malley, I think.
Sure. So, like, what's it going to be, though? Like, is it going to be, like...
canceled.
Hilarious hijinks that they get into?
Mm-hmm. I can't see it lasting more than 3 seasons.
Well, I mean... what? Well, then it just sort of morphs into, like, a different Modern Family, right?
Yeah.
Of, like, so then you have Mike O'Malley and the wife.
Well, it is, like, that, like I said earlier, it was a very interesting, it's like, it's a setup for the in-laws. Like, it's...
Right.
That's, like, an interesting kind of take.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean...
something like...
of the ones we've watched, the only one that really brings it in is...
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Everybody Loves Raymond, yeah.
King of Queens, like, a little bit.
Well, the dad lives there, so right, yeah,
he's
yeah.
an in-law.
Yeah, but even then, it's like King of Queens, not so much. But Raymond, I think, is super just through well, the like eyes the, of Ray.
It's like a core element of
yeah.
the show.
So, but I mean, I'm intrigued. We'll see where it goes.
I don't know, would you watch it again?
Yeah, I'd give it another episode.
I mean, it's I don't know. I
with
like,
all new sitcoms, you're on like a week-to-week like renewal with me, I think.
I think I feel like, and this is unrelated because it's not a family sitcom, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I'll give it a shot.
Brooklyn like, Nine-Nine, yeah.
I like the people involved in that enough to be like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but with Welcome to the Family, it's like, there are so many family sitcoms, and it's so...
you gotta like work for my love.
Well, like, you just have low tolerance for like B minus.
True. Yeah.
Because it's like you're like the curve is not a traditional bell curve. It's like, look, there's plenty of stuff that's fucking A plus, and like 22 minutes of like quality comedy, and like you're in, you're out, and it's all fucking available on Netflix or to download or whatever. You know, it's like if I'm in the mood for that, you gotta come with something that's like different or interesting or well made or funny or something. And Welcome to the Family differentiates itself a little bit, and certainly just, you know, in 22 minutes, I mean, there's only so much you can do, but you know, like you said, it's a week to week thing. Like, where is it going to be in 3 weeks? Where is it going to be in 10 weeks?
Yeah.
You know, is it still going to be just, like, fucking around with, like, the girl, like, being stupid? Because that's not very interesting.
That's not good enough, yeah.
Right. Like, you... because, I mean, like, Modern Family already does that. And then, like, the oldest daughter is, like, already, like, more interesting than just that.
Yeah.
You know? But...
especially if it's supposed to be, like, you know, the second show of the Parks and Recreation.
Right. I mean, Parks and Recreation is such a big...
Parks is leading them in.
Mm-hmm. Bringing in the mass audience.
And then Welcome to the Families, you know, keeping them on.
They're really fucking killing it.
And then Sean Saves the World. And then
Sean Saves the World.
Hopefully you hang around for Michael J. Fox.
Well, like, you suffer through Sean Saves the World. You finish dinner. You have the TV on mute. And then, like, oh, Michael J. Fox, I love that guy. That sort of thing. But... I don't know. So, I mean, that's our family sitcom so far. Just a couple more. We have some good ones lined up, though.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm looking forward to it. So, what else do you got, Andrew? Have you seen any good quotes?
No good quotes at the Coffee Bean. I didn't look today.
I see. When you work at different stores, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's a certain quality that you can expect.
Well, the other store that I work at doesn't even put a quote.
Exactly. That's like some people care. Some people want to do it. Some people don't.
Yeah.
And it's like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, but how hard is it for you to produce content for my podcast? Do my work for me.
Help me.
Why aren't you helping me out here? So I was thinking... The worst part, obviously, like we were talking about, rape, fictional or not, is horrible and horrendous. as a guy, I feel like the worst part about being raped is that you're gay.
So you're assuming, is this all rape? Like, if a woman rapes a man? Or is it a man raping
a man? If a man rapes a man, like, you're straight if a woman, you're having sex with a woman.
Well, you said just rape. It could be both.
Well, I mean, if a man rapes a man.
What if a woman rapes a man?
Then you're having sex with a woman.
Via dildo.
Whatever you're into.
Well, I mean, you're not into any of it because you're being raped.
Yeah, but it's a woman doing it, so you're still straight.
Okay. No, I'm just, I want some clarification.
It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, Andrew.
Okay, I got it. So you're gay then, if you get raped?
Well, I think it's disingenuous to put anything other than bi. I mean, you... Oh, you've only had sex with... You're only interested in sex with women, huh? Really? Seems like you've had sex with men.
I mean, I can't really say much to the other side of that.
The distinction that rape isn't sex... Okay, fine. The PC police is out, I guess. But here's the thing. It would alter your outlook on everything, right?
Oh, I think so.
Because being gay is just, it changes, right? Like, if you're gay, that sort of changes everything, right? And your outlook, and like, it's not something, it's like 10% of Americans, mm-hmm. something like that. So you're still like a severe minority. Like, everyone knows someone who's gay, but most of the people you know are not gay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So after being raped like that, I mean, you become this, like, really severe minority. It just seems, like, life-altering.
Yeah, I definitely think it is.
Well, absolutely.
I mean, like, I think that's without question.
Well, but, I mean, so you got to be, like, straight up with, like, people about that, like, on dates, right?
I've been raped?
No, I'm bi.
Oh. Well, I mean...
Oh, really? You're into dudes? Like, well, just this one time.
This is one time that I was raped.
Yeah.
I think you probably...
By the letter of the law...
You should probably be pretty straightforward with him.
Yeah. This is what happened.
Look, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I want to just get this out in the air.
Most... 99% of the time, I like to have sex with women.
But there's this one time.
This one time. Yeah. Just being straightforward. Just cards on the table.
I mean, that's like...
Open and honest communication.
Yeah, starting off on the right foot. That's probably...
You don't want to have secrets.
Yeah, definitely don't want to have secrets.
This is as a dude, by the way. Mm-hmm. If you're a dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's different for women.
Women can keep the secret.
It's more, it's just, you could, I'm much more sensitive to that.
So the same rules apply for woman-on-woman rape?
No, it's just hot.
Even in, like, a prison variety?
Yeah, they love it.
Okay.
Women know how to touch women.
So they don't have to go bi. They don't have to check bi in that box.
They're just, no, like, every right. Girl's a little bi. Don't you know? Okay,
all right, fine. I don't know what I was saying. I don't know what I was saying.
Aren't you familiar with every 8th grade fantasy, every boy's fantasy from 8th grade?
Prison lot? Like a prison?
Yeah.
Female,
pillow
female
fights.
Sexy.
Yeah. Orange is the New Black. I mean, look, I'm not saying it's natural.
Well, I mean,
it's Adam and Eve, not
Adam
and
Steve,
Andrew.
Girl is weird to like. I'm saying the prison for, like, the prison angle of it is a little.
No, look, you can only get so many ideas from Cinemax and Red Shoe Diaries and the whatnot that, I mean, you're kind of limited, you know? If it's not like.
And it is a very common setting in porn.
If it's not a pool boy, it's.
I guess that's like the master slave. Sort of thing.
There's, you know, issues of control there. There's, yeah. And so it's, I think it's full of themes to investigate and things to consider. It just occurs to me, that's probably the worst part, is that you, everything you know about yourself immediately changes. Wow, I'm gay now. On the contrary, if you let a dude blow you, totally not gay.
And well, what, like,
because you're just getting blown.
So you're not gay.
The dude's blowing you is definitely gay.
Okay.
But you're not gay.
Okay.
Because you're just like, oh, it's a girl.
not looking down.
That's it feels good because it's a girl doing it and I'm not gay.
Okay.
Right? This all holds up upon scrutiny, right?
No, but...
What do you mean, no? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
In a very shallow sense, it does, yeah.
So, just to recap, gay if you're raped, not gay if you're receiving. But so if you're giving in the raping situation, then you are also gay.
So wait, if you're receiving rape, you're not gay.
No. In the situation of the rape, both parties are gay.
Okay, so
in the situation of the oral sex, because you know, and there's no way you don't know you're raping a dude.
Oh my god, I know.
Like, wow, this is a really strong woman. Like, no, it's clearly a dude.
He has balls and a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It's the what you know when you're doing it.
Yeah, it still doesn't really hold up.
What do you mean? It's, you just close your... If you open your eyes, then you become gay.
You don't know? I don't know.
You take off your pants. You but know you you're...
Always, but you always kind of know.
No, because you take off your pants. You close your eyes. Maybe he switched with another girl.
No, I mean, you would know because, like, wow, this is way better.
He really knows how to work a dick. Like, he's been working one his entire life.
Yeah.
Not like all those fucking women who just never know what they're doing. Like, they've only had a total combined out, like, 24 hours in their entire life.
Their dick work hasn't been up, isn't up to snuff.
God, I mean, it's like they haven't had one of these their entire life.
Like they haven't been playing with it since they were 12.
I mean, well, the thing is that, right, even then, even if he, like, starts talking, it's the girl doing it, but then he's just, like, talking. You just have to keep your eyes closed.
You seem like you have a lot of experience in this.
No, I mean, it's theoretical stuff. It's hypothetical, Andrew.
This is just what's buzzing around in your brain.
It's like, okay, when Albert Einstein, he has, like, thought experiments, you know, and that's how he came up with, like, E equals MC squared. And, like, if you're traveling at the speed of light in a box and, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you point a laser and does the laser bend and, like, all that shit. And basically, the Albert Einstein of whether or not you're gay. Like, I'm sorry if my theoretical ideas, you know, ruffle the feathers of the establishment, but I mean, I'm just trying to help.
Yeah, all right.
Look, people might get offended. That's fine. They can come talk to me about
it. Look, when you said you're just trying to help, I believed every word of
it. Again, this is not to say that I'm against the gay community. I'm just saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it changes your outlook on life.
I think that's without question.
Absolutely.
Getting raped changes the outlook on your life.
Yeah, because you're gay. You're like, wow, I thought I was one thing, and I'm totally something else. Like, maybe I should really think that Marriage Equality Act.
This guy was really coming down on the other side on that.
I mean, you know, I didn't think they were human beings, but as one of those homosexual people, I know they're human beings.
Huh? Yeah, I'm a human being, right?
I'm definitely a human being. I deserve the right to be treated equally under the letter of the law. Do you think that would be like a bad campaign?
Probably.
For gay advocates?
I am a human being?
No, like raping people to show them that they're gay. Like, now you're discriminated against.
It'd be much more, you know,
raping men, not people.
Active, I guess is it the word I was like. Much more like kind of in your face than.
Yeah, I mean, like glitter bombing is one thing, but you know, really getting after it. Just going to Westboro Baptist Church and showing them what's up. Now you hate yourself. I mean, right? Really just shifts the paradigm. It really takes the argument and turns it.
Like you said earlier, it changes your outlook on life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I agree with
maybe
you.
Maybe for the better. Maybe not.
Let's hope so. I mean, it's always about hope, right?
I think so. I think that's what they say. So this has been episode 123, episode Tony Abbott of the AA podcast. You can reach us all the usual places. I'm at Ballrack on Twitter. Andrew is at AW Delagordia. At AA underscore podcast.
Mm-hmm.
At AA podcast on Instagram. I don't know, is season 5 our final season of the AA podcast? Are we officially saying that?
Yeah.
It's in the works.
Yeah, it's in the works. Name change, some other stuff.
After 130, we'll come out with a collection. We can maybe not email. We can send out thumb drives if you want the entire series run. Just let us know. Change is coming for the better.
I think so.
Well, look, change is inevitable, right?
Yeah.
So we'll keep you updated.
It's like a train.
Yeah.
This is coming.
Never know what's around the corner. Never can tell what's coming. No Country for Old Men has a quote about that. we'll keep you updated. We'll keep you abreast of all the new places to go and check out. And it's not here yet. Don't panic. We're not going anywhere. But just to let you know.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? You feeling okay? You're feeling better? You're feeling worse than when we started?
Started this podcast?
Yeah. An hour low at the 60 minutes ago.
I feel the same.
The same. Just good. It's Monday. Broncos probably beat the Raiders.
They did.
It just didn't seem close at halftime. I wasn't that worried about it.
I feel the same. You know, I mean, I think we've come across some new revelations here. But
I think absolutely. I mean, you know, Tony Abbott, it looks easy when you work as hard as he does.
I think you had it right. There's nothing fucking goes on over there.
I mean, look,
it's all about getting, like, brown snake venom to, like,
yeah, I mean,
weird places. You gotta cut and stuff.
An X and then suck it out and spit it out.
Yeah, it's just like.
It could be a total clusterfuck, but it's just trains are running on time. Good for him, you know? Props to Tony Abbott. Until next week, never forget.
Let's roll.
Hey, kid! Do I have your attention? I know the way you've been living. Life's so reckless, tragedy endless. Welcome to the family. Hey, there's something missing. Only time will alter your vision. Never in question, lethal injection. Welcome to the family.
Not long ago, you'd find the answers were so crystal clear. Within a day, you find yourself living in constant fear.
You're missing. It's been done, a casualty rerun. Welcome to the